Jesus Christ, are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? I want you to connect. We are changing to another atmosphere right now. Every atmosphere and what it brings, and every prayer point and what it does, you are praying that, oh God, may I be obedient to your word. May I be obedient to the instructions. See, Bible said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. When we are praying and we cannot hear the directions of God, and when God speaks and we do not follow, we are praying and saying, oh God, you are praying to God and say, Lord, give me the spirit of obedience that when you speak, I may hear and follow. 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 The spirit of obedience, the spirit of obedience, the spirit of obedience. I want you to pray right now and say, oh God, like a pato satata, sebrendiata. You are praying, oh God, give me the spirit of obedience. Beloved, as you pray, you share. As you pray, you wake somebody up. The person who is not here, you wake the person up. Rendi kapadoshe. As you pray, you say, ha! May I be obedient to the voice of the Lord. May I be obedient to the voice of the Lord. Randeka, if I am not obedient, all the prayer I am praying will just be useless. If God speaks and I cannot hear, and when God speaks and I will not be able to follow, then everything I am praying for is just useless. You are praying to God and say, Lord, grant me the spirit of obedience. Grant me the spirit of the spirit of obedience. Yes, Lord. You are praying to God and say, Lord, grant me the spirit of obedience that I may receive from you. That I may receive from you, Lord. Grant me the spirit of obedience. Grant me the spirit of obedience. The spirit of obedience. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of obedience. Beloved, you have your oil around you. There's no time. Where is Tina? I can't see Tina here. Where is Brashami? Anoint yourself wherever you are. Anoint yourself. We are moving gradually. Yes, Lord. Where is Edith? Randika pakata. We are moving gradually. If you are here, I want you to send fire now. Yesterday, I was listening to a woman on the TV. And then she was like, she mentioned the number of sisters she had. And then she was like, all of them, the sister got to 35 years and she died. And she had the same problem. It was a womb problem. And she died. All Her siblings had the same problem and they died. They do not get to her age. She's now 75 years. And the way she was talking about God, how God has saved her. How God has saved her. There are things that are burdened in families, and there are boundaries you cannot cross. When you try, it is war. So you must be ready to fight that war, not just for yourself. I always say that, not just for yourself. There are certain limits. There are certain records which is in the family. Ha! When I listened to the woman, I nearly cried. It took the grace of God. The grace of God. The grace of God. The grace of God. It took the grace of God. You are praying right now. You are praying and say, oh God, whatever is in the family, when God picked Gideon, Gideon said, my family is the least and we are the weakest. And we are the weakest. Huh? You are praying to God and say, oh Lord, I don't have anything. Whatever limitation in my life, whatever is in my family, that people cannot move forward, I break that channel. I break that thing. I break it down. Every power of limitation, I break it. I break through. 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 Every power of limitation, I break through. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Are you praying somebody? Are you praying somebody? Ah! Breakthrough is coming. Liberation is coming. Breakthrough is coming. You are breaking through. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You are breaking through. You are breaking through. You are breaking through. You are breaking through. Yes, Lord. 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 You are breaking through. You are breaking through. Somebody shout, I am breaking through. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want you to send fire now. Send fire. 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 We are moving gradually. We are moving gradually. We are moving gradually. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ha. Are you praying somebody? Every boundary of limitation. Every boundary of limitation. Every boundary of limitation. Every boundary of limitation. We break it down in the name of Jesus. Somebody, I want you to write in the comment section, I break every boundary of limitation out of my life. I break every boundary of limitation, every boundary of failure, every boundary of failure, every boundary of poverty, every boundary of disappointment, every boundary. Rakapa kapa da 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 da. Rakata da 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 shabako shada. Every boundary of limitation. Every bond of limitation. Somebody declare into your life now, I break every boundary of limitation. Every boundary of limitation. I break every boundary of limitation. Every boundary of limitation. Every boundary of limitation. I break every boundary of limitation. Every boundary of limitation. Every boundary of limitation. Every boundary of limitation. Right now, right now, right now, right now, I break every boundary of limitation. Every boundary of limitation. Every boundary of limitation. Rakapato shekete. Are you praying, somebody? Now, the Lord said to me right now, we are praying. We are moving from a different direction to a different direction. You are conquering in the realms of the spirit. You are saying to God, oh Lord, in the power of darkness, in the power of darkness that I'll be assigned to limit your progress, to limit you from seeing the glory of God, right now, in the power of darkness, in the power of darkness, every spirit of witchcraft, any power that want to wrestle with you to take what belongs to you, you are praying to God and say, Lord, right now, let the fire of God consume them. 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 Let the fire of God, every spirit of witchcraft, every demonic power, every demonic power, somebody, every spirit that has been contracted to make sure that you don't receive what you have to receive. Every power of darkness that want to make sure that whatever belongs to you, you don't see it. You are praying to God and say, oh Lord, let your power arrest every spirit of witchcraft. Let your power arrest every spirit of witchcraft. Let your power arrest every spirit of witchcraft right now. Any power that want to limit me, that want to make sure that I don't want to receive. And the power that sees the glory of God. Hear me. I want you to pray this prayer again. The Bible said when Jesus was born, some people saw his star and they came to worship him. Now, when they were coming, they met Herod on the way because he's the king at that time. And they have to consult him. And now, this is what Herod said. He said, go and worship him. Go and see him and worship. And come and tell me so that I may also go and worship. You are praying to God right now and say, oh God, every spirit that I've been sent to monitor my progress, to monitor my movement, to monitor me and seek information from me, tap information, every spirit of witchcraft, every marine spirit, or every dwarf spirit that I've been sent to tap information for me, every demonic spirit, every evil spirit, and the spirit that acts like a human being in my life that taps information, let the fire of God, somebody send fire now, send fire now, send fire now. Everybody should send fire. Send fire now. Send fire now. Every monitoring spirit, when they see the glory of God coming to your life, they begin to fight you. They begin to make sure that you do not receive. When they see an opportunity, they want to mess you up. They want to bring confusion between you and your husband. They want to bring confusion between you and the man who wants to marry you. They want to bring confusion. Let the fire of God consume them. Let the fire of God consume them. Let the fire of God. Let the fire of God consume them. Let the fire of God. Let the fire of God consume them. Let the fire of God. Let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire. Somebody shot 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. When you read Daniel chapter 10, Daniel chapter 10, Bible said Daniel fasted for 21 days and he could not see anything. And he continued to pray in the 22nd day. And Bible said as he prayed, an angel of the Lord touched him. And he said, I was shaking. And he said, from the days you started praying, a message was sent to be given to you. But as I was coming, the prince of Persia captured me. Some of you, your breakthrough had to come long time ago. Your breakthrough has to come last year. What you have been praying for has to happen last year. Some of you, just last month should be your wedding day. Just last month. That last month, just last month should be a time of breakthrough. But the devil thwarted everything. You are praying to God and say, in the power that sees, in the power that sees the glory of God and the rises up against me, Father Lord, let your fire consume them. Let your fire consume them. Let your fire consume them. Let the 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 fire of God consume them. Let the fire of God. Somebody send fire. Somebody send fire. Let the fire of God consume them. Let the fire. 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 Somebody pray this prayer. Maybe you may not be able to pray this prayer. Maybe I told you that from the beginning that somebody, it is your time today, because God works in times and seasons. God works in times and seasons. Now God also works in times and spaces. When I mean times and spaces, I mean time and opportunity. Time and opportunity. Bible said that the race is not for the swift or bread for the wise, but it is time and chance that happened to them all. What it means that there was a time and there was an opportunity, and they found that opportunity, that this is the time. Bible said, and Jacob had to meet his brother Esau, and he said, no, I'm going to meet my brother. I'm going to meet my brother. And Bible said, he then decided to send his children and wives away. Then Bible said he was left alone. Instead of him to move and go and meet his brother, he didn't move, but he was left alone. What was he doing? He was encountering in the realms of the spirit. He was praying in the realms of the spirit. He was praying in the realms of the spirit. That is Genesis 32. He was praying. When we read from verse number 22 coming down, he was praying in the spirit. And Bible said, as he began, somebody encountered him. God, the spirit of the Lord encountered him like a man. He was struggling with him. And he got to a point that this spirit have to leave him. And he said, Kai, I know who you are. He saw that opportunity and he said, I know who you are. I'll not let you go until you bless me. He find that time and he saw an opportunity for him to be blessed. He saw an opportunity for that name that is upon him as shame. That name that brings shame. When they mention your name somewhere, people begin to spit. When they mention your name somewhere, people begin to ridicule you. When they mention that name anywhere, people begin to say, ah, this guy, this brother, this sister, ah, nothing good can come out of him. There was a time that anybody that comes out of Nazareth, it means that that person is useless. That person is useless. But there came a time, there was a man called Jesus who came out of Nazareth. And when people were making reference, they were making reference. They said, come and see. They said, come and see. They said, come and see. I don't know the family you are coming out from. I don't know the battles in that family. But what I know is that at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee bow and every tongue confess. I want you to mention the name Jesus. That anything that want to sabotage my progress, may it be my time to manifest. May it be my time to manifest. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. This is the time you can 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 pray. This is a time you can pray somebody. This is a time you can pray. As you pray, you share the life. As you pray, you share. You wake somebody up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As you pray, you share. As you pray, you share. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now lift up your right hand wherever you are. I say, oh God, oh God, any kind of power, anything that do not want me to see your glory, I declare upon my life that it will not stand. Any attempt of the devil to ridicule my effort. Huh. You are praying and saying, oh God, every attempt of the devil to ridicule my effort. That is a prayer you are praying right now. We are going to make some declarations right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Beloved, I welcome you to Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan, and this is where we call the secret place. The secret place. This is where we call the secret place. I want somebody to write at the comment section. Everybody. Right, I am breaking through. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. Write in the comment section, I am breaking through. As you write, you send a signal. Bible talk about the woman with the issue of blood who has been going everywhere. She has been visiting places because of the issue of blood. Everybody, just write. If you can write it like 10 times, just continue writing. I am breaking through. Let it enter into your spirit. If you can write it like 10 times, even... I want everybody... Yes. Right now, pick up your phone. I'm counting the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Now, look at 14 people on your phone, 14 contacts. 14 is 2 sevens. 2 sevens, 14 is 2 sevens. Now, 14 people on your phone, and share to them right now. I am doing it, you also do it right now. 14 people on your phone. 14 people on your phone, and share their life to them right now. Ha! I am doing it, you also do it. Rende kabakadabo sheta da da. 14 people. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Jesus. Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I want people to write as you share their life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Ah, I have shared to 4 people right now. I am doing for my own salvation. For my own salvation. For my own salvation. Bible says, fight for your own salvation with fear and trembling. Do it for your own blessing now. I'm done with my 7. It's left with another 7. The Spirit of the Lord is here. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm left with 2. Ah, may the blessings of the Lord locate you wherever you are. May the blessings of the Lord locate you wherever you are. We are going to make some prophetic declaration right now. Some prophetic declarations right now. Ah, I am breaking through. I am breaking through. I receive my visa. I receive my traveling visa. Ah, the entrance of the devil that do not want me to that do not want to see me happy. In the power of darkness, thou do not want to see me pregnant. I am overtaking it by fire, 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 by fire. I am breaking through now. I am breaking through. Declare it at the comment section. Let it enter into your spirit. 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 I am breaking through. I am breaking through. I am breaking through in the name of Jesus Christ. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. Let it enter into your spirit. In the power of darkness, in the power of darkness, will not be able to stand. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty 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 name of Jesus Christ. Oh. I said, you are breaking through. You are breaking through. Somebody send fire. I want everybody to be sending fire. Send fire now. 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 Send fire. Let it enter into your spirit. Let it enter into your spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let it enter into your spirit. Let it enter into your spirit. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. Let it enter into your spirit now. Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to declare and say, every bloodline curse, every bloodline curse, your bloodline curse can be marriage. You will get married, but for your husband to stay with you, it will be a problem. Some people will even get married, but for the husband to make her happy, it will be a problem. And some people too, they will get married, but to give birth will be a problem. I have seen a lady who has married 3 times. Not just any marriage, but wedding. 3 times. It means that her own is that she will marry, but she will divorce. She will marry, but she will divorce. How can you, a young lady, a young lady, somebody send fire now. Send fire now. Pray that every family curse, every family boundary, every family disease, every family sickness, every family sickness, every family sickness, every family sickness, every family curse, 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 break it now. I don't know, it's working within my spirit, within my spirit. Yes, within my spirit. Within my spirit, every family curse, every bloodline thing, shout, I break through. I break it. I break it. I break it. I break it. My generation will not be part of this. My generation will not be part of this. My children will not be part of this. My children will not be part of this. Lift up your voice and declare. I want you to push it at the comment section. Let it enter into you. Let it enter into you. I break every bloodline curse. Every bloodline curse. Every bloodline curse. Every bloodline curse. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every bloodline curse. Now, your last one, the last one. You are praying. This is prophetic prayers. You are praying right now and say, oh God, any seed of bitterness planted, any seed of bitterness. Somebody may say, oh, how am I bitter? See, when you are praying for something and you don't get, when you desire for something and you don't get, the moment you are not happy, it means that you are bitter. You are sad. And sadness brings bitterness. And one thing that brings bitterness is when you receive disappointments. Disappointments. When disappointments comes into your life, they bring a seed of bitterness. When disappointment, I salute you. You are welcome. Thank you. It brings bitterness. When disappointment begin to fall into your life, you are in a relationship and the bitterness, the person disappoints you. If you are not careful or how to handle it. Some people are in marriage, but they are bitter about their husband because their husband is not treating them well. They are bitter. You know, in every relationship, there are one or two misunderstandings. When even your the sister you love so much, the brother you, sometimes there's disagreement. There's petty disagreement. But you will know that that brother, that sister, that your husband has it is the devil that plants those things. It becomes a seed. It becomes a seed in your life. They come and plant this thing. And sometimes they even change your prayer points. When the prayer point is raised for breakthrough, you are praying against some witch bee. Beloved, bitterness. You are praying to God and say, oh Lord, every seed of bitterness which the devil has planted. See, take this prayer point seriously. Take this prayer point this seriously. You are saying, oh God, I uprooted every seed of bitterness planted in my life, planted within my family. There are certain families that cannot come together. The devil has planted a seed of bitterness in the family. They cannot do anything together. They can, hey, this person sees this person as a witch. This person sees this person as them. This person sees this person as the cause of the problems. This person sees this person. I am telling you, this person sees this person as that. The devil has planted a seed of bitterness. Randi bako shata katata. Librandi hapados sheke de inda brandos. Lift up your right hand and say, I uproot you, seed of bitterness. Come out now. I want everybody to write a comment section. Come out, seed of bitterness. Come out and add fire to it. Seed of bitterness, come out. Seed of bitterness, come out. I declare upon your life right now, every seed of bitterness, every seed of bitterness planted in your life, every seed of bitterness planted in your life, I have put it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Beloved, you are here for a reason. If somebody invited you, if today is your first time joining, please follow. Follow me quickly. You are here for the Lord. What I am saying is because of you. It's because of you. You are here for a reason. Record. Maybe somebody introduced you. Ha! I am telling you. The Lord is telling me there is a seed of bitterness. And that seed is not making breakthroughs come into your life. A seed of bitterness. That seed of bitterness. Ha! Ha! Commanded you, seed of bitterness. You, seed of bitterness. I have put you now. I have put you now. I have put you now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yo. Ha. Ha. Seed of bitterness. In the name of Jesus. Now I want everybody to write at the comment section. The moment I say you should write at the comment section, which means that I want to see you saying amen. You know, spiritually we are together, but physically we are not in the same space. So for me to understand that you are spiritually with us, because the word of the Lord says that this vision write on the tablet. As you write it, it enters into your spirit. As I speak right now, the spirit of the Lord is entering into somebody right now. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. It says, as he speak, the spirit entered me. As he speak, the spirit entered me and set me on my feet. As I speak to you right now, may the spirit of the Lord enter into you right now. May deliverance enter into you right now. May deliverance enter into you right now. Now, somebody, I want you to write at the comment section, I receive generational blessing. I receive generational blessing. My generation will be blessed. My generation will be blessed. My generation will be blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, I welcome everybody to Faith Assembly once again. You are here for a reason. And that reason is for you to understand that the Lord is with you. You are not here for being here sick, but you are here because God wants you to be here. Receive it now. I want everybody to write at the comment section. Right, I receive generational blessing. For the past week, I started talking to you about something, and today I'm going to end it. In the next few minutes, I'm going to end it. We call something generational blessing. And I told you from the beginning that some people, now let me tell you something. Whenever you mention, you open the Bible and they are talking about Jesus, one person that they associate Jesus with is not Abraham, but David. You may ask yourself, David was not the first king of Israel, and he was never the best king of Israel. He was never the richest king. He was not the wisest king. You know,
most at times, kings are rated by their wisdom and leadership. Kings are rated by their wisdom and leadership. But in the case of David, it was not so. David had to fight a lot of battles. Now, the first battle he has to fight is a king being rejected by years still at post. It's only God that fires you and you can still be at post, because the time will come and you will leave. So even though God has rejected Saul, he was still on the throne. He was still on the throne. David had to fight for his life. Number two, David Spirit of God. Somebody write at the comment section, I receive generational blessing. Write at the comment section, I receive generational blessing. I tell you that some of you here, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years to come, your children, your grandchildren will be pointing at you. Ha, I receive generational blessing. You will be the cornerstone for the family. You will be that heavy weight of the family. You will be that person that people will say, ah, your children. You know, there are some grandparents and some mothers now that their children are calling them witches and wizards. I am telling you, I declare upon your life. I know some fathers now, which some sons and daughters are saying that they are the cause of their problems. I know some mothers now, which their children are saying that they are the cause of their problems. I declare upon your life that for you, it will never be so about you. For you, your children will call you blessed. Your children will call you blessed. When you look at Abraham, they all say that we belong to Abraham, our father. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. May your children wake up and bless you. May they wake up and bless you and say good things about you in the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Some of us, the struggle we are going through is not because of anything. It's not because we didn't learn in school. It's not because we didn't pass our exams. It's not because we are not hardworking. But a foundation that should be laid for us to build upon it is not delayed. Bible said, and God said, David is a man after my heart. I said, some people, there will be the star that will shine and everybody will shine with them. May you be that star in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter where you have been to. I have an auntie who never went to school. But most of us pass through a hand. She didn't have the privilege to go to school, but she became the star of the family. She took care of a lot of people in the family. People that are not their children, she took care of them. People, how about those shit? We all met cousins. We all met together because of that auntie. We never knew each other. We met ourselves because of that auntie. We got to know each other because of that auntie. See, generational blessing. When Jesus was operating, Bible said they call him Jesus, son of David. Why not Jesus, son of Jehoshaphat? Because Jehoshaphat was also a king of Israel. Why not Jesus, son of Solomon? Because Solomon was the wisest king of Israel. Why not Jesus, son of any of the kings that have passed through? Why not? But they said, Jesus, son of David. Son of David is because of generational blessing. David was able to make sure that his children, even when God said, you are not the one to build a house for me, because of your problem is that you were a soldier. But God said, because of your heart, because of what you have done, what you have said within your heart, I am teaching here. I am talking to somebody now. From last week, I started teaching on giving. And today, I am just using just 15 minutes to teach about that. And I'm going to make a prophetic declaration in somebody's life right now. I want everybody to write at the comment section, write and declare upon yourself that I break every generational curse. I break every generational curse. Every generational curse. Now, there was this story about a man called Adam Smith. Hear me carefully. If you are here, I welcome you to Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan Annan. If today is your first time joining us, please follow the live and the numbers will be shared. Please share the numbers continuously, so that everybody, if you want to talk to me after the service, just WhatsApp me on my personal line. And thank you Holy Spirit. I want everybody to write, I break every generational curse. Now listen to me carefully. Bible said, and God said to Solomon, I'm going to take the nation from your hand. But because of your father David, you'll be left with two tribes. Because Israel is 12 tribes. Now, what happened? The question is, what happened? Now, I am telling you about Adam Smith. I'm speaking here concerning the giving grace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The giving grace. A lot of us want to receive, and the only way you can receive is to give out. A lot of us have not sold anything that will germinate into a tree, and the people in your house, your children in your house, will come for it. A lot of us, the kind of tree we have sold does not bear fruit. And Jesus said, any tree that does not bear fruit must be cut off. tree that does not bear fruit must be cut off. Giving grace. Giving grace. Some of us, our hands are like POP. POP. It's like they have, even when you are eating and somebody want to eat some, the way you will squeeze your face, like heaven is coming down. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even when you are eating and someone should come close, it will be war. You didn't start from now. I said, you didn't start from now. You didn't start from now. You know, there are certain children, when they have food and you want to eat some, they will give you. And some also, if you like, kill yourself. Beg them the whole day, they will not give you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I want you to say to yourself, I am a giver. Because Bible says that when you give, you shall receive. So what if I don't know how to give? It means that I may not receive anything. I may not receive anything. I may not receive anything. So right now, when they ask you, who have you helped before? What will you say? What will you say? Who have you blessed before? What will you say? You know, when we teach about these things, sometimes it becomes very hard for the believer to believe, for the believer to receive. Yesterday I was talking about when I went to Buim and I saw old women helping the church with their substance. Helping the church with their substance. So you hear, one day you hear a child that is in the village. Daughter or son had 8 A's and then received a scholarship. Received a scholarship. My God. My God. And then you'll be wondering, like, how? Like, how? You don't know the kind of sacrifice, the kind of prayer. The kind of, some of us are enjoying generational blessings. Some of us are enjoying generational curses too. The battles we are facing, the battles we are fighting. Beloved, may the Lord touch you wherever you are. Tell yourself, me, I'm going to change that narrative. Me, I am going to change that narrative. Me, I am going to change that narrative. Now, let me tell you a story concerning a man who happens to work in the government sector. His name is Adam Smith. Now, when you look at the story, Adam Smith only built 2-bedroom, self-contained. So he and the wife was living in one room, and then the children were also living in one room. he managed to take care of his children to university and stuff like that. So there was a time that Adam Smith felt that he's dying because he was sick. So he called the eldest daughter, who is called Sarah Smith, and said, "Sarah, be content with what you have. Sarah, try and live the life I have led." How many of you can say that, my child, do you see the way I serve God? Do you see the way I pray? You must also pray. You see the way I give, you must also give the same. How many of us? How many of us? Now, Sarah Smith looked at the father. Looking at the father. Two bedroom. And you said, "I should live like you. You that you have worked in the government center for more than 30 years. You just built two bedroom. When others are building mansions. When others are buying cars. You just have two bedroom and you want me to be like you. To fear kwa." To fear kwa. Not long, and the father died. Adam Smith, Sarah Smith went out looking for a job. One day, one of the applications she sent, and she was called for an interview. Listen to me carefully. This is a true life story. So she was called for an interview. When she was called for an interview, it was her turn to be interviewed. Then the board, the chairman, he was the managing director, the board. So when they called her, the man was like, "Oh, you know, most of the times when you go for an interview, they want to make the atmosphere because of sometimes tension and stuff. Like some people want to make sure that you are cool, you are free to speak. When they see that the tension is high, sometimes they want to engage you, your background and whatsoever." So this was what was going on, some conversation. "Oh, your name is Sarah Smith." "Sarah Smith, which Sarah, which Smith, which Smith?" "Which Smith?" So he was trying to describe and stuff like that. Oh, the man looked at it and said, "Oh, I don't know. But I remember a certain name, Smith. Smith. I've heard of the Smith, but where you are calling?" Then he mentioned, the lady said, "My father is Adam Smith, who worked in this government sector, so and so government sector." Adam Smith, the head of this department, and so and so. He said, "Yes, it's your father." "Jesus, that man is your father? This man helped me when I was about to do my national service. They were calling for money. You know, people want to take money from you, do kululu before, but this man took care of me. He made sure I went through the process without taking anything from me. And it was a very big company. It's your father." Then the managing director, the chairman for the board, said, "Enough is enough. That is the end of the interview. Sarah Smith has been picked among the hundreds of people that have gathered for interview." They ended the interview. By the grace of God, because the man received him, everybody loved her. And she grew to become the head of that place when they decided to build their headquarters at another place, because the managing director had to move there. So she was the head. Beloved, I pray for you I pray for you. I pray for you. The most at times, we are praying for breakthroughs. We are praying that God, do this for me. Do this for me. Do this for me. And sometimes we will receive what God has to give to us, and then we forget about where we are even coming from. Yes, we'll be praying, God, I want you to do this for me. The moment you get it, your relationship with God ends there. But there's one thing I want to tell you, that there's a certain grace which is given, which makes you do good no matter the situation, which makes you who you are no matter the situation. No matter the situation. Yes, I am speaking to somebody here. No matter the situation. No matter the situation. This thing keeps you going. That is what Adam Smith did for the daughter. He broke that boundary. So what Adam Smith, the mansions Adam Smith could not build, the daughter came to build through the blessings of the father. I know some of you, where you are coming from is very difficult. Very difficult. But I want to tell you, don't lose gap. Continue moving, for there will be a time you break. If you don't know, if you don't get to that level, don't receive that education, your children will come and inherit it. I pray for somebody. That is what the Lord placed within my heart to speak to somebody right now. Now, David opened the door. He opened the door for his son Solomon. You know, before David became a king, at that time, it was Saul. Now, listen to me very carefully. I call it generational blessing. Generational blessing. Listen to it carefully. Some of us, we do not understand these things. Now, when Saul died, it has to be Jonathan who has to be the king of Israel, because Jonathan was the prince at that time when Saul was the king. But because of what Saul did, he cut off. You know, Saul came from the lowest, the smallest tribe of Israel, which is Benjamin. And God picked him. But when God speaks, he doesn't listen. So God cut off the lineage of kingship out of his family. Hear me. Could you imagine that even God to a point that the generation of Saul became cripples? Cripples. Mephibosheth was from that Genesis, was from that generation, the Saul's family, because Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan. Now hear me. Hear me. You are here to hear what I'm saying, because this is a life-changing message to you. Most of the times, we are calling for big things, but we don't know there are certain petty things that we have to do to receive from God. To receive from God. If I don't end this message today, hopefully, maybe Wednesday, I'm going to continue the message. Hey, and it's going to be a prophetic session whereby some of us are going to break certain things, some generational curses out of our lives. We are going to break some generational curses out of our lives. We are going to break some generational curses out of our lives. Yes. Yes. We are going to break some generational curses out of our lives. Beloved, I am speaking to somebody here. David and Saul. Now, Saul broke that lineage in kingship, whereby when he died, his son Jonathan has to be the king. If Saul has maintained that kingship, like by now, Jonathan, me, Jonathan, I become a king. But Saul was not able. He broke that lineage. After breaking that lineage, the family has to go through a lot. But you know what David did? David sustained it. David sustained that lineage, that he was a blessing. Ha! You know, Saul was also a shepherd who went out to look for his father's sheep and cattle. That is how prophetically he was met and blessed and became a king. Now, David too, the same. He was nowhere among the family, but God picked him. When God picked him, anytime he sit down and look at himself and say, I was nobody and God picked me. I was nobody and God picked me. I was nobody and God picked me. I was nobody. It doesn't matter whether you're coming from a rich home or a poor home. You can change things. Either you change things to the bad or to the worst, or you change things from the good to the better and to the best. I am telling you. Some of us, we are going to change things to the best. Yes. Some of us, the situation we find ourselves in, the situation you find yourself in, if you don't break that thing, it will flow through your lineage. But we are always praying. We are always praying. Yes, it's good to pray. Prayer is very powerful. But there are things that bring certain blessings into the lineage. It's not just praying. Anybody at all can pray. But when you are praying, what will you tell God? Why must God bless you? Why must he bless you? When you read 2 Kings chapter 20, Bible said, and God sent a message to prophet Isaiah that he should tell King Hezekiah that he's about to die. He has to prepare his will. And Bible said this king, before the prophet would turn himself to the gate, he himself turned himself and said, oh God, look at how I have served you. Look at how devoted I have become. Oh God, today, if you want God to change that fortune, what will you say you have done for the kingdom? The kingdom that you are expecting something from. God's kingdom that you are expecting something from. What will you say that you have done? What should be your usefulness? You know, sometimes, why should God keep you alive? Why should God bless you? Why should God bless you? Why should God give you money? Why should God give you money? For you to just buy clothes for yourself? For you to just buy houses? Why should God bless you? Why should God bless you? Why should God heal you? Why should God give you money? For you to be using it on small girls? Or small... You want to give birth. For you to use that child to tell somebody, to insult somebody, me to have a child. No. When Anna was asking for a child, he said, Lord, when you give me one, I'm going to give it back to you. And someone has been useful for the world. Why do you want God to give you that thing? So when we are praying, there must be a reason. From today, I believe your prayer point will change. When you are crying and you are praying, all you ask for is selfishness. The Bible says, we pray, but we pray amiss. We pray, but we pray amiss. We pray, and the prayer does not work. It's because the prayer is full of selfishness. Anna said, if God will give me one, I will give it back to him. And when God gave Anna one, Anna gave back to God and said, this my son will serve the Lord and help in the kingdom and help in the faith, that he will make sure that people have faith in the Lord, people will come to the Lord. God gave you money. What did you use it for? God gave you an opportunity to travel out of the country. God gave you certain opportunities. What did you use it for? I know a daughter who happened, I connected her to a job because I had a friend who knows the manager. And she also started working and introduced a friend to the work. She made the friend being employed because of her hard working, because she said, oh, I have a friend who is also hard working. If we employ her, she's going to be a good use. And you know what happened? That friend is now dating the manager. And the way that friend has destroyed the friend who introduced the job to her, people can be wicked, though. People can be wicked. Somebody laid the path for you. Somebody laid the path for you. Now you went there to destroy the person, to a point that the person is being sacked from the work. The person, you have become the girlfriend of that manager. And your friend who introduced you has been sacked. Beloved, you know what is happening? We call it some people bring curses upon themselves. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord uphold you with his right hand. I pray that God will deliver you from anything, and may God give you the spirit to be able to break through whatever thing of the devil. Some of us, we don't need big prophecies. I don't need to tell you that this is what is happening in your life. There are petty things we have to do, and that will bring the breakthrough by itself. It will naturally come by itself. It will naturally come by it for itself. Some of you, you don't need, you know, sometimes when I see the solution for people, when I God open my eyes to see certain things about people, when God begin to show me certain things about some people, and some of them I don't want to tell them because there's no need. All you need to do is to do this and then you receive the blessing. So sometimes I don't just say things. I tell you, do this, do that for you to receive the blessing. Because the most important thing is a blessing, not me telling you a whole house. It will not make anything. If you don't obey, Bible said, trust and obey. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. They are petty, but see, right now you are going to pray a different prayer today. I don't know why you want God to bless you. Is it for God to bless you so that you use that money and show your classmates that you bought a car? Among your class, you are the first person to buy a car and you are the champion. May the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver you. I said, may the Lord deliver you. You want to travel for people to know that in your family you are the champion? No. You want to give back for people to know that you are not barren? No. Why are you praying? Why do you want to give back? That your generation come and serve the Lord? Why do you want to be blessed? Why do you want to travel? This is why when a lot of people travel out of the country, their faith dies. That is why when people become rich, they become very arrogant because they don't know where they are coming from. Because all they seek for is become rich and buy houses and show people how rich they are. But David, when he was seated, he said, look at me, this shepherd boy. Shepherd boy, why do you want God to bless you? To help others, or just to be blessed and show that you are blessed? I pray for you, may the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver you. May the Lord deliver you from every family curse. Anything that have blocked the family from receiving grace again. Ah, some people have become a blockage because they were given the opportunity and they didn't allow people to go through that door. They went through the door alone and they closed the door behind them. Ah, if you have found yourself in that such family, may the Lord make a new way for you. The God that makes a way where there seems to be no way, may the Lord make a way for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Ah, if you belong to that family that when God raised, they forget about him. May the Lord make a way where there seems to be no way in your life. In the name of Jesus, may you be that example. 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 In the name of Jesus, may you be that example. In the name of, may you be that star. In the name of Jesus. Ah, that family that is corrupt, that family that do not see the things of God, that family, when God raised them, they did not see the goodness. That family that closed the door behind them, and today other people are suffering because of Saul. Jonathan suffered because of Saul. Mephibosheth suffered, but because of Jonathan, when Mephibosheth was crying and had become a cripple, Bible said David remembered what Jonathan did for him. David remembered what Jonathan did for him. David remembered what Jonathan did for him. And Bible said, he said, is there anyone in the house of Jonathan that I can bless? Ha! If it hadn't been Jonathan, I would have been killed. I call it generational blessing. Generational blessing. From today, may you plant a seed that will be remembered. From today, may you do things that God will remember. Ah, I have seen ladies who are so beautiful and they use their beauty rather to send people into the kingdom of the devil. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord uphold you. I pray for you from today. May you have a new life. From today, you are making a mark. Mark it today. From today, you are going to do something that God is going to look at and bless you. From today, you'll be doing things that will be generational. You'll be doing things that will speak for you. You'll be doing things that will make you break certain boundaries in your life. I pray that may the Lord direct you now in the name of Jesus. If there's any sabotaging spirit, if there's anything that hinders blessing, may the Lord deliver you from it. If there's anything anyone has done in the family that is bringing sickness, that is bringing any kind of thing into your life, may the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. If your father, your mother has done something that will fight you in the future, that is fighting your marriage, that is fighting your health, that is fighting you, may the Lord deliver you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for you, may the Lord, from today, you are having a new life. That curse is broken. That curse is broken. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Ah, I don't need to prophesy to anybody. I feel like prophesying, but this is enough. This is enough. Sister Mimi, are you there? Today is Sister Mimi's birthday. Sister Mimi, Mary, Sister Mary, today is her birthday. I wish her happy birthday. Ah, I'm going to pray for her. We wish you a happy birthday. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.
How are you doing?
I'm fine by His grace and yourself.
By His grace, we are doing well. Ah, today is your birthday. I wish I can sing you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Can we all pray for her? Can we all pray for her? We are praying that the Lord will bless her in abundance. May the Lord increase her. May the Lord, a year by this time, she will be celebrating in joy and in happiness. And we pray that a year by this time, God will bring her a man after God's heart. In the name of Jesus, we pray for business breakthrough. I bless you with the blessings of God, that you will be a blessing for your generation. I pray commanding the day, and I pray commanding these dates, that the reason why you are being given birth, may your destiny begin to speak for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the Lord bless and uphold you. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the Lord bless and uphold you. In the mighty name of Jesus, from today you will see a new life. From today you will see new blessings. From today you will take new steps for the glory of the Lord to be shown in your life. I bless you with the blessings of the Lord. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord uphold you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you so much. May God bless you too.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday. Let's continue to wish Sister Mimi in the group. The Lord has blessed her. We continue to wish her in the group. Now I pray for everyone today. If today is your first time joining, this is Faith Assembly. My name is Apostle Jonathan. And today I learned some people had light out. This light out in Ghana is really disturbing. Yesterday, if it hadn't been by the grace of God that God made me to charge my phone small, like yesterday, we didn't have service. We didn't have service, and I have to charge the laptops, the gadgets we use for streaming, the gadgets, the studio staff. And by the grace of God, these things are being charged. So it created an opportunity for us to be live yesterday. If it hadn't been so, like yesterday, we wouldn't be here. And those that were not here, to Tina of all people, I know it's because of this light out. That's the reason why she's not here. I see some few people here. I acknowledge the team workers, Sister Mimi, Mama Grace, Mama Mo Grace, Sayram, you guys are doing so well. Sister Rose is here. God bless you. And everybody, I can't mention all names. May the Lord bless and honor you. May the Lord give you the desires of your heart. It's my prayer from today that from today you will do things that will be a blessing to your family. You will do things that will cause you to break through. From today, may the Lord direct you what to do to receive from Him in the name of Jesus. From today, may the Lord direct you what to do to receive from Him. I pray for the protection. You will not die. You will live and declare the words of the Lord. I say, you will not die. You will live to declare the works of the Lord. You'll be a testimony for the family. You'll be a testimony. And because of your testimony, a lot of people will be won to Christ. In the name of Jesus, if your testimony does not win people to God, then it is not a testimony. May the Lord bless you. Hey. T. Tommy, it's been a long time. I pray for you, Thomas. Thomas Kabado? May the Lord bless you. Menu Gladys, may the Lord bless you. Kofi Eji Dazi, may the Lord bless you. Mama Margaret, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless every soul here. Rose, the Lord is doing something. Don't be worried. Have faith. God is going to give you that testimony. I declare on this life.